Husey and Kate's favourite bits so far. Catch up.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Welcome to Lacey Town, a place where you want to stay.
Alana, you want in? What are your credentials? Give it to us.
Hey, so, with the sandwich press, I cover it with your baking paper, so I never have to clean it.
You're not in. Not in, Alana.
But it's clever.
You don't have to clean it anyway. Why do you have to clean it?
Good.
You don't have to clean it.
Well played, mate. Well played. Yeah, no, very well played.
Yeah, so
certainly that rule does apply here when people make eggs early in the morning and don't clean it, and I respect them for that.
Yes, so thank you, Alana, but not in. Brittany, you want in? Give us your credentials.
I'm in the middle of teaching my dog how to go and meet the Uber Eats guy at the gate, so I don't have to get up.
That's... Oh, come on.
Ooh, but she's got to teach the dog to do it.
But then she never has to do it again.
How close are you, Brittany? You think it will happen? Your dream will become reality?
I think, yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty onto it. I reckon he'll get there.
I've got to see a video of that. That'll go viral. That'll go viral.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort in teaching that dog. Not in Lazy Town.
Oh, but if it works, Brittany, please send us a video, because amazing.
If you bought a dog that had already been trained to do that, well, then you're in Lazy Town.
Well, now what we've got there is a business.
Yes. Now, Erin, no one's in so far. Can you get in, Erin? What are your credentials?
I think I can.
Well, we'll find out. Yep.
What I do in the morning often is I get out of bed, pick my clothes that I'm going to wear for work that day, and then I get back into bed and get dressed lying down.
So you dress yourself, you're lying down in bed.
Yes. Under the covers, so it's nice and warm.
I don't know if I could do that.
I don't mind that. It's an interesting twist on anything we've ever had before. She dresses herself in bed because it's warm and
it's
comfortable.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
No.
You should try it.
Well, maybe we'll try it together in Lazy Town.
Oh, she's done it.
She's in. We're going to get dressed in. We're going to get dressed together in bed.
In bed.
Separate beds, obviously.
Oh.
Not the same bed.
Easier to do it in one bed.
Daniel, you want in?
Yes, hi there, guys. Listen, I think I can get in. I wear a suit to work, and because I know I'm going to be wearing my jacket every day, I only iron the collar and the front of the shirt, so I leave the back wrinkled.
Whoa. I mean, that's just normal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because I do that, and I only have to wear a suit like twice a year.
Yeah. Sorry, Daniel, you're not in. We haven't let many people in today, have we?
Only Erin, and it may have been because she said she did it in bed and she got changed.
The Husey and Kate catch-up with Ed Cavalier.
I have a cat. Ed, you have a cat.
No, mate, no. I got a rule, mate. No pets ever.
Yeah, well, that's what a heartwarming story that is. I got 3 rescue animals, 2 dogs and a cat.
Yeah, your animals are awful. That's been well established. Let's not relitigate that.
They're beautiful.
Your animals should have gone to, quote, the farm a long time ago.
No, we love the 3
little of them. Sleepy time for your lot.
No, Teddy's the oldest, the cat.
Awful cat.
Coming up to 15. He's been obese for most of that time.
Shocking cat.
But eats and loves and eats. Doesn't love that much, actually.
No, there's no love with Teddy.
No, but he ends up on the bed most nights and loves sleeping with our children and with us. So maybe we need to watch out, because this happened to a man recently. He was wondering why he was having trouble breathing while he was asleep. So he decided to set up a camera near his bed to find out what was happening to him during the night. He looked back at the footage. Turned out his cat had been coming into his room and sitting on his face.
It does look like a fake story, because how do you not know there's a cat on your face? Mate, how do you not know there's a cat on your face?
He's had 1.4 million likes on his Twitter account.
Well, that doesn't make it true.
Yeah, but...
What's the threshold for truth? So, look, it looks fake, but it does mean that, look, at least the cat is doing something naughty sort of in the dark. That
begs
is
the
true.
Question, what has your cat done? Wendy, you just got yourself a kitten, is that right?
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, we got the kitten, and I took it to bed, like, because it was only small.
Of course.
But I
would
normally go, like, I don't sleep with anything on. And then one in the morning, I could hear something, and I heard it before I sort of semi-woke up, and I could hear this, like sucking noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? And then I've looked down, and this kitten's sucking my nipple.
Mm. Were you lactating at the time or not?
No, I wasn't, but I just freaked out.
Sucking a dry nipple.
Went, what the hell?
Now, what, did you immediately get another kitten just to even things up, didn't you?
No,
was that the last time the kitten slept in your bed or not?
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, is it
no,
still
No, not anymore. No.
So was that the last time he slept in your bed or did you give him another chance?
No, he hasn't had a chance, but he's a bit older now, so he's not needing it.
You need a new one.
Was it a one-off or not?
It was one off, definitely.
No, Wendy, be honest.
No, I'm serious.
No, Wendy.
Did it feel good?
Just the two of us.
All right. Did it?
Oh. I felt violated. It was
that the raspy tongue of a cat. Cats have got that sandpaper tongue, so.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not the best one you want latching onto your nipple.
And Husey, well done. Not asking Wendy if she had the footage. Well done, buddy.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Hurry, Dr. Husey, it's an emergency.
This patient is suffering from an acute case of tax trauma.
I think we're losing them.
Not on my watch.
So, Michelle, Tinder date. Things got hot and heavy and she wasn't expecting to be so short. Twice, apparently, was short. And only spent an hour together and then he became a stage 5 clinger, constantly contacting her on all sorts of different, you know, forums.
Even LinkedIn.
Link, that's a professional.
That's professional.
You try to get
where you get a gig.
Yeah, for an accountant.
Hey,
or something.
Yeah, I'm a systems manager.
Here we go. So you're playing a guy, and I'm playing Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm on my way to Perth. Can we catch up again tonight?
Sorry, I got caught up at work. To be honest, probably not. I've already got plans and won't be able to leave at a reasonable time.
Okay, I'd love to see you anytime tonight, so let me know. Can't wait to see you. Come around.
It's not going to happen.
I'm coming to Perth next week. What are you up to?
Look, I really should have sent you this earlier, but I thought you might take the subtle hints. I am really not interested in meeting up with you again. The first time wasn't particularly enjoyable for me.
No.
I was polite because both times were rather quick.
Oh.
And I didn't want to I didn't want you to feel embarrassed.
No.
I'm sorry if this is brutal, but I thought it would be best for you to know why.
Give me one last chance, please.
One last chance? I met you once for 1 hour. That's all it was meant to be.
I just want to see you. Let me have a chance to prove myself. I'll make it worth your while.
You free tonight?
No, I am not. I do not want to meet up with you. Stop!
I just want to prove myself, that's all. Can we catch up tonight?
Ah, Michelle.
What a great way of life you and that guy could have had together.
Michelle.
Mm. I couldn't agree more. It could have been magical.
So when you first met up, there was a bit quick. Were you sort of like letting him know on the day that it was a bit off, or you know what I mean? Like did he leave thinking, "Yes, Michelle likes me?"
No, I wouldn't have thought so. It was very clear what the, you know, premise was: get in and get out.
Get out. But you know what I'm interested about. I mean, you have put it in your details here. So the twice in the first encounter, and the second one was quick as well.
Oh yeah, both times. It was like under 30
seconds. The second one, under 30 seconds, the second time.
I mean, that's almost a skill. I mean,
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Feeling good. I went for a run before the show. First run I've done in bloody so long.
So you rock up and you're all sweaty and you're all disheveled.
I had a shower.
Good, you're wearing Williams boots and then you didn't have any socks and then all of a sudden...
I thought I'd brought socks and I hadn't brought socks. It was bloody annoying.
So but all of a sudden then you had socks.
No, well, I was walking through the office downstairs and I said, has anyone got any socks?
But then you got some socks and
I
got them from... I was shocked to hear a man say, how are the socks, Husey? We got him on the line.
Yeah, Goffy.
A man that we work with, Goffy. Hi, Goffy.
G'day, Husey. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, now, Goffy, I'm going to thank you again. I did thank you for the socks you gave me, didn't I?
You did, yeah. That sounds lovely of you. You look like you're a man in need this afternoon.
I was.
Now, Goffy, it's weird, though, isn't it, to have a man on posters and billboards who's a billionaire asking the office for socks. That's weird, is it not?
Yeah, a little bit weird. Thank you.
And what offer did he make loudly?
I made two offers.
So that everyone could hear
I made
Goffey.
Two offers.
He was actually standing on a platform when he yelled it. What did he say?
He said, how much? I said, they're about $3 or $4. He said, I should just give you the money for them now.
Yeah. I was going to give you the money for them. But you didn't want the money.
No. And then
I said, well, I will wash these socks and they will come back to you. And then what'd you say to that?
I said, you just keep them.
He said, he's gifted me the socks. So now I'm going to keep these socks.
Oh, God. Maybe you're not a weirdo. Maybe people are wearing each other's clothes as we speak.
I'd say they would be.
They wouldn't be.
Annabelle, what's the story?
Oh, hello. I'm not wearing anything belonging to anyone else, but my poodle is wearing my underpants at the moment.
Yep.
Because she's on heat, and so I cut a hole in my underpants and put my underpants on it.
Yep. Still don't know why.
Yeah. What does that do, Annabelle?
She's on heat, and
is that attracts? Are they lacy, and that attracts? No, Jack. What are you shaking your head for? What does it do?
Well, it's very graphic to explain why she's done what she's done.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, right. So I think we've got it now. It's on the screen. I can see B word.
Yeah, no, all good. Thank you, Annabelle.
B-L.
No.
Double E-D.
That's enough.
I-N-G word.
You can have a sip of coffee after that, eh? He was about to have a sip of his coffee, proud of his spelling.
But it's human nature or dog nature.
Dog nature.
Canine nature. It's mammal nature.
So does that happen a lot, does it? Is that not uncommon? From dog people?
I do not know that.
I've never heard that before in my life,
yes,
Jackie.
Is that part of the reason why you would get a female dog spayed?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know. Monique, right now you're not wearing your own underwear. Is that true?
No, I am not. I'm wearing my boyfriend's.
Now, why is that, Monique?
Because they're extremely comfortable and he hates me for it. Mm. And because I keep stealing his, and plus they smell really good.
What do they smell like?
Yeah, what are they...
They smell like his aftershave.
Oh, my God. That's a romantic story to finish the segment on, isn't it?
Thank goodness for you, Monique. Otherwise, it was...
Young love.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up. With Ed
Cavalier. Hughes Cavalry Law Firm. Have you had an injury that wasn't your fault?
You want sweet cash?
Or sweet justice?
We fight for fair and we get you the max.
No win, no fee. Some fee.
Slight fee.
Big fee, even if
always.
We always a fee. Be sure to check the fine print. We fight for fair.
We're not here to discuss the fee today, though. We're here to get justice for people like the woman who slipped on popcorn, Anzac Day 2017, done her hip in, 410K later.
Poor thing couldn't work after the slip.
You can't. Well, you couldn't.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the... Yeah, well,
which is, you know...
Put her to one side now. She's had her win. What's the injury, Jack?
G'day, guys. Love you, Hughesy.
God, good on you, mate. Love Ed as well, and love Jack, and you love the whole team.
Oh, yeah. Ed's okay, mate. Yeah, you're good, Hughesy, though.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we'll have Ed suing us soon.
Yep. Emotional distress for being unloved. Yeah, all right, Jackie.
What happened, mate? What happened, Jack?
Well, mate, I got hit in the head by a boom gate at a major hardware shops.
Oh, how?
Boom gate at a hardware shop. How?
Yeah. So the tradies go to drive through, see, at the drive through the side, and they have a little boom gate that goes up and down with the utes go in and out and stuff. And I was just moseying along there, and the gate was up, and I had my hands full. Next thing, donka, she's come down on top of your head.
Donka.
Knock your head through to my arsehole.
I mean, that's what we'll say in court. That's absolutely what we'll get the medical examiner to say.
His head knocked through his arsehole.
That, Your Honor. So that is that's a three pizza injury because he's been injured both ends. That's three Dr. Oetkes for Jackie. And now
Lucy, what was the injury, Lucy?
Hello. Hi, Ed. Hi, Hughesy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. We're going to
have to Hughesy,
do, yep.
we've got a problem.
What?
I was just having a nice night out last night at the Mitcham Hotel.
Oh, for God's sake, yes.
I was on the front row.
Yeah.
And then Dave Hughes threw his entire microphone stand on me.
No, well,
hang on, Lucy. Dave Hughes hit you with a microphone stand last night.
Yes, last night. And, Pusey, last night I said it was fine, like in the moment.
Oh,
but
no.
I woke up this morning and it's bruised.
Yeah, big time.
Pusey, I've got my hens tomorrow. What are we going to do?
You can't work.
What's with her hands? She's about to get married.
Are you getting married?
Needs those hands.
Look, I thought I'd call up because I thought instead of suing you, I've got a solution. So you live in St Kilda, right, Hughesy?
Well, yes.
I'm getting married in St Kilda in a month.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Do you want to pop in and
yes, this is it. Yeah, absolutely.
Say hello at the wedding and maybe we can put this behind us.
Correct.
Yeah, what do you think, Ed?
I look, as part of this law firm, which is probably going to go broke now, I would say he should definitely do that.
Well, I was just going to give a three Dr. Oetkers. I mean, but all right, if I can do it, Lucy, I'll turn up.
Not
right?
For a fee. He's trying to get a fee.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Things might get a bit awkward.
Well, no. Yeah. Someone's about to come on the radio. Ed's wife, in fact, Tiffany Hall, and tell us what she thinks about her husband coming home from some Google gig last night and raving on about Taylor Harris, who is
an incredible sportswoman, AFLW, and a boxer,
but also beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said to your wife that you were fired up about it.
Stop. Tony Fisa. Yeah, I said I was fired up about Taylor Harris.
All right, now, Tiffany Hall, Tiff XO is the place to go for all your fitness requirements.
Absolutely right.
There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely right. Hello, darling.
Hey, look, you know what? If you're fired up about Taylor, then I'm fired up too. I'm fired up about a global movie star whose brother, very, very handsome, just recently became single, and I am fired up about that. You know, Liam, babe, if you're listening...
Liam, yeah, he will be.
I go vegan for those baby blues. I go vegan for those baby blues.
You go vegan for the baby blues of Liam Hemsworth.
If you are fired up, babe, I'm fired up. I'm going to get a boyfriend. I'm fired up.
Oh, she's really fired up. Now, the fact is... And this is not a pie in the sky thing.
This has gone too far.
No, your wife works with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, yes.
Your wife spends
time... worked out on the beach.
She basically lives in Byron Bay with all those guys. All those. They're rugged, those guys, aren't they, Tiff? Really rugged.
Yeah, professional MMA fighters and boxers and... Right. Oh, you name it, we've got it. Oh, I'm fired up. I'm actually fired up.
All right, I feel like what we've done here is uncaged the lion or you've opened Pandora's box here, Ed Cavalier, because
you leave Pandora's box closed, please, Tiffany Hall.
Look, Tiffany Hall is a wonderful woman and a wonderful mother, and up until last night, I believe she was a wonderful wife. Tiff, when he said he was fired up, he said his intonation wasn't right for you, was it?
No. In the moment, I was angry because he walked in at, 10 o'clock at night.
I think the gig finished at 8, I believe.
So. Bed. No, it's still like, it's 8, it's midnight, it doesn't matter. You just went home for bed, bath.
I was out making money for the family. I was out making money for our family.
You're not home. Like, it doesn't matter if you're making money. You're just not home. A woman, a wife, here's a hint. A woman... wants her man home all the time. We don't care what you've got going on.
I understand that.
Just come home,
Ed. Come home. And don't come home with stories of other beautiful women who've inspired you.
Not when I'm cleaning a high chair. Like I want.
Thanks for catching up with the Husey and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier. Want more Husey and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au. Husey.